I've been doing work with ozone and hydrogen peroxide ever since I've been ordained, and we're awfully glad that people are listening to us and finding out that this is God's own way to keep us germ-free and bacteria-free. Right after I was ordained 43 years ago, I got interested in ozone. I built an ozone for Dr. Maynard Murray, and we bubbled ozone through blood back in 1944, 45. And the real reason that I got interested in the peroxide was that there was a doctor, Harold McClellan, in Dayton. He was trying to find the bacteriological cause of mental illness. And I had sat up nights talking with him, and I anointed him before he died, baptized him, and he asked me if I'd get the Catholic Church interested in a somatic, a bodily approach to psychiatry. So we got Dr. Rosenau to come down from Mayo's, and he worked on a Longview hospital, and he isolated what he called the neurotropic streptococcus, which invades the central nervous system. And he tried to kill off the streptococcus by boiling them. He tried to make a thermal antibody, and you have to boil streptococcus, neurotropic streptococcus, for 96 hours to kill all the streptococcus. You just boil it for 50 hours and put it back in an immediate starts to grow. But he boiled them in a 1.5 solution of hydrogen peroxide and killed off the streptococcus. And at that, it taught me that there must be something really pertinent and really strong potential killer of virus and streptococcus in the body. And after he retired, I went up to see him at Mayo's. He did basic research at Mayo's for 62 years. And he suggested drinking hydrogen peroxide in a dilute solution. So we've been preaching that gospel of drinking the hydrogen peroxide, and he also said take baths in it. And so I'd been going about in my own little way. I'm a Catholic priest, and you can't just jump into medicine. Yeah, but my bishop gave me permission to do that, and I started a thing called Educational Concern for Hydrogen Peroxide, ECHO, and we've been trying to re-echo the voice, especially the voice of Our Lady of Lourdes. We went to Lourdes in France, which is one of the most, it's probably the greatest shrine in all the world, and we tested Lourdes water, and Lourdes water is loaded with hydrogen peroxide. The Blessed Virgin told little Bernadette of Lourdes to dig in the rock, and a spring came up, and she told her to drink the water and bathe in it. So that's what we're trying to do, and Dr. Donsbeck is going one step further now. He's not only bathing the outside of the body, but he's also bathing the bloodstream in it, and he's getting tremendous results from it. We had, of course, a lot of opposition. You wonder why the medical establishment takes so long to come around to listen to this. 15 years ago, I went to Ann Arbor. It's the headquarters of the Park Davis Werner Park Davis Laboratories, and I talked to Dr. Lendrick there, told him all about the peroxide, gave him my pamphlets, and he said, well, Father, I might as well be honest with you. He says, you have to remember that we are a commercial venture, and I can find no commercial value whatsoever in finding that hydrogen peroxide cures anything. You just can't make any money out of it. That's why they've been holding up on it, I guess, all these years. Father, I finally have Dr. Farr now, along with Donsbeck, who's injecting hydrogen peroxide, and we know that there are a lot of doctors doing this throughout the country and in their own little way. We hope that through the NHF, National Health Federation, we'll be able to convince our legislatures that this is a modality, and not only this modality, but all the modalities that we have to go out of the country to get, have their own proper place, and they should be recognized, and people ought to be able to obtain these things without having to go out of the country. So I'm very happy to be here and accept this reward from the National Health Federation. I appreciate it, and I'll cherish it, and I'm glad to see that the word about hydrogen peroxide is really being re-echoed throughout the world. God bless you and keep you healthy in this life and in the life to come.